Good morning. For the record, today is May 21st, 2015. The time is 10:22 a.m. This is a meeting of the Public Service Commission of the District of Columbia. It's being held in the Commission Hearing Room at 1333 H Street Northwest. I'm Betty Ann Kane, the chairman of the commission. Seated to my left is Commissioner Willie L. Phillips. Commissioner Joanne Dottie Fort is participating via telephone.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning, Commissioner Fort. Pursuant to Section 406(2) of the Open Meeting Act of 2010, the commission has scheduled this meeting to consider a formal case matter that requires commission action. The proposed agenda for this meeting was posted in the Commission Secretary's office and on the Commission's website on Tuesday, May 19th, 2015. Commissioners Ford and Phillips, are you prepared to vote and adopt the agenda?
Yes.
Okay, all in
All
in favor of adopting the agenda, please indicate by stating yes.
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 And the chair votes yes, the agenda is adopted. There is just one action item before the Commission today. And that is in TAC 2015-01, that's telecommunications matter, Gateway Communication Services Incorporated petition for stay and arbitration of interconnection terms and conditions with Verizon DC. And by this order, the Public Service Commission of the District of Columbia opens a proceeding pursuant to Chapter 26 of the Commission's rules upon concerning Gateway Communication Services, Inc.'s petition for stay and arbitration of interconnection terms and conditions with Verizon DC, which we'll refer to as the Gateway petition. The Commission grants Gateway's petition for a stay on a temporary basis through May 27, 2015. And during this interim period, Verizon DC shall immediately restore service to the Gateway customers that are now disconnected, and Gateway shall, by the close of business on May 26, 2015, provide Verizon DC with an irrevocable standby letter of credit subject to the terms of Section 6 of the Verizon DC and Gateway's interconnection agreement or another form of security acceptable to Verizon DC, with a copy filed to the Commission Secretary. The parties shall appear for a status conference before the Commission to discuss issues related to the interruption and enforcement of the party's interconnection agreement at 10 a.m. on May 27, 2015, in the Commission hearing room. And following the status hearing, shall meet with Commission staff to develop procedures for the remaining proceeding if one is needed. All in favor of adopting this recommended order, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
And I state yes.
And the chair votes yes. The vote being unanimous, the order is approved. We will now vote on having a closed session. The notice of intent to close meetings agenda noticing the commission's closed sessions was posted in the commission secretary's office and on the commission's website on Tuesday, April 7th, 2015. Pursuant to Section 405(b)(13) of the Open Meeting Act, the Commission may close a meeting to deliberate an adjudication where the Commission is exercising its quasi-judicial function. The formal case matters that are to be discussed in closed meetings were identified in the Notice of Intent to Close Meetings. The Open Meeting Act requires that the Commission, in an open meeting, conduct a vote in favor of closure. Accordingly, I'd like to call for a motion for closure of a Commission meeting to be held immediately following this open meeting to discuss the matters that I just identified.
So move.
I second it.
Thank you. The motion has been properly moved and seconded. All in favor of adopting the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Chair votes yes. The vote is unanimous. The next regular open meeting of the commission is scheduled for May 27th, 2015 at 11 a.m. The proposed agenda for the next commission meeting will be posted at least 48 hours before the announced meeting, and there being nothing further, the commission will now meet in closed session.